بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا دواز فهذا الشيخ الشيخ عارف بالله حكيم محمد أخضر صاحب رحمة الله عليه يجيز ان تاكيد اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستاں, دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستاں, ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. صحبت اہل دل, صحبت اہل دل, صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل, ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو, درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو, ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. سارے ارب و سما اور شمس و قمر, سارے ارب و سما اور شمس و قمر, دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی, دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی, ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم، جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم۔ سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے، سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے، مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم، جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم۔ اختر بے نوا کی صدائے سنو، اختر بے نوا کی صدائے سنو، اپنی مالک اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم، جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious دادا شیخ حاری باللہ رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت is teaching us in this بیان that why did Allah رب العزت create us and why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us in this world, what is our real object and purpose of life. And so beautifully Hazrat has titled this bayan, Apne Malik ko razi kare khub ham, that Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world to find Allah, gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once a person starts getting an idea of the reality of the marifat, the recognition of Allah, then he'll realize that my object and purpose of life is only to please Allah and to make every effort to make Allah Ta'ala very happy. And although we are too weak to make Allah happy, but Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, that Allah Ta'ala sees a banda's little inclination and your eagerness, Allah Ta'ala gets happy with such a person. So Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world, Hazrat is teaching us, that the reality of a human being is that he realizes that who is my creator, who is my sustainer, who has given me my life, in whose control is my life. So it's only supposed to be a natural thing. This is a natural thing that we have to be making Allah Ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat happy. Today every person thinks, if I make my boss happy, I become close to him, he'll see to me. But all those promises of the people of the world, you never ever see them through. Hardly anybody will be really true to their promises. Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, one of the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ash-Shakur. Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazeel ala al-amal al-kathir. Allah Ta'ala is Ash-Shakur, who appreciates. Allah doesn't need to appreciate. We have to be appreciating Allah Rabbul Izzah. But Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah appreciates so much that a small action you do, and not only that we are doing it, Allah gives tawfiq that we do that action, and then Allah grants a great reward for it. For example, just to say one Subhanallah, immediately a tree is planted for us in Jannah. Such a beautiful tree, a rider on a fast horse, 500 years won't cover the shade. And in dunya, we make so much effort to plant one tree, how lot effort. So Allah Ta'ala is very, very merciful, very kind. And like we have heard in the Islahi Jalsa this weekend, that a pious person says, 50 years I'm making ibadat of Allah, but I didn't get the sweetness till I realized that I should not be pleasing people, I should be pleasing Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then when I told the truth, and what is reality, what is the command of Allah, and that also we learn from our elders, how to present it. But say the truth. Don't be shy. Don't become passive and say, no, today we're living in a modern world. If you're talking to non-Muslims, then you have to cover up. There's no such a thing. Allah's command is Allah's command. We can never utter things that are against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person starts saying the truth, then he will feel the halawat, the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of ibadat, etc. Otherwise, Hazrat explains, if a person, this is not our object and purpose of life, then what is our reality of life? Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se kam. That a person in whose heart there isn't the pain of the love of Allah, that I must make my Allah happy, which is called so beautifully by the pious servants of Allah, dard-e dil, the pain of the heart. Today we got lot of pain for dunya things, and we have got lot of worries for things of this world, but how many of us does it pain us that I must my takbir-e-ula, or I must my one rakat, or I must my salah, etc. The pain a person should have when we know how kind is Allah Ta'ala, how merciful is Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this we will get as Allah Ta'ala commands us, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. And as Hazrat explains in front, this is where you will get it. With the true, the loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have got the pain in the heart. If they got any worry, they have got only two worries. One worry in dunya is that for a moment Allah must not be unhappy with me. Yes, so beautifully in our zikr also we read this poem, Hey narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar. That, oh Allah, please, we want you, because if you are unhappy with us, it's worse than being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. We don't want anything else, we want your pleasure, oh Allah, Rabbul Izzah. So when a person realizes this, Hazrat says, if you don't realize this, then hoke insaan nahi janwar se kam. You're not a real human being. A human being is a person who's got appreciation, who realizes, appreciates his parents, his ustad. Anybody does the slightest good to him, he appreciates. And if he does good to anybody, he doesn't think that I really did any good to anybody. Because we realize this was only from Allah Rabbul Izzat Tawfiq. So Hazrat is explaining that such a person doesn't have, he's not a human being in reality. And he's worse than an animal. Allah Rabbul Izzat describes us in the Quran Kareem. That we have given people life. Then we gave them all their abilities, their faculties, their heart, their eyes, their ears, everything. But instead of using it how Allah has taught us to use it, a practical demonstration, a model like Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most perfect model. And we still don't follow, try to imitate the model of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah Ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِيَا وَلَهُمْ عَيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِيَا وَلَهُمْ أَذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِيَا. So many people, they think they are human beings, but they got hearts, brains we gave them. We gave them intelligence. And such people, Allah says, me first of all, tell any person that you are stupid, you're doing a stupid thing, he takes great objection. But breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to go in Josh and say that such a person is an international gadai, is an international donkey. That how can you have the audacity of breaking the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who Allah is giving us our food, our air, everything, and we still break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, many of us that gave them eyes, but instead of looking at Allah's greatness, we're looking at haram. Instead of hearing about Allah Rabbul Izzat, we're listening today. People, their ears are plugged all the time, listening to haram, music, etc. And worse, we don't realize we're listening to ghibat, and we think, we don't even think about it. Myself, I'm talking of, we all should ponder. So Hazrat is reminding us that a person should ponder and think. And that is why these majalis are here. Allah Ta'ala has made these beautiful majalis. And it will remain, inshallah, till before the day of Qiyamah, before Qiyamah. Because Allah has promised that be with the Sadiqeen, they will teach us how to become human beings. And that is why I have to come here, we all have to come here to learn how to become a human being. A Sufi, a person thinks he's a Sufi, that is something far. Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah used to say that if you think you want to become a big Sufi and you're making zikr all the time, then you're in the wrong gathering. But if you want to become an insan, a human being, then come here to me. I will teach you how to become an insan. So an insan is a person that realizes that how should I use my eyes, how should I use my ears, how should I think, etc., my heart, the thoughts of it, etc. And Allah Ta'ala, not only this Mubarak gathering, then Allah has brought these great days, now the month of Shaban, and then the very, very great days of Ramadan Sharif at our doorstep, all just to become the close friends of Allah. How that we can make Allah Ta'ala very happy, and it's for our benefit. Allah Ta'ala gets happy over small things, so to say. To please Allah is the easiest than pleasing even our own parents. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we gave maximum benefit from these gatherings with this intention that, oh Allah, make us proper human beings. Otherwise today, the time we living in the world, Allah save me, I think I'm a human being, but if I just stay, I analyze my life, far from it. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, it is said in his zamana, walking with a lantern 12 o'clock in the in the midday, hot sun, bright with a lantern. So people say, Hazrat, what's wrong? You're walking around this time with a lantern in the street. Says, I'm looking for human beings. See, all these people walking around, see, they're not human beings. They've got human forms, but they're not humans in reality. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can see, and this is why Allah ta'ala has blessed us with these Mubarak gatherings. So Hazrat says that, oh my friends, first of all realize what is our object and purpose of life, to make Allah Ta'ala happy. Where we will learn this, dosto sun lo tum kuch meri dasta. Ek din fir nahi honge dunya mein. That, oh my friends, I have learned from my elders how to become a human being. I have learned from my elders this love of Allah. So you people also listen to my story. My story is the love of Allah, what I have learned from my elders. One day when I'm not around, then you won't. And like Hazrat has explained to us many times, then generally this is the trend. The pious servant, when they have majlis, few people attend that majlis. And when the pious person passes away, the whole ummah, so to say, is there at the janazah. Yes, you get some barakat, but what you're supposed to get while in his lifetime, like Hazrat explains, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when he passed away, so many people, not even space to put another toe there. And one pious person took a deep sigh and said, ah, when Hazrat used to have majlis, few people used to be there. Now Hazrat has left the world, the whole world is there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we realize these gatherings are so valuable and so beneficial. And today, Allahu Akbar, how shaitan has fooled us. Ordinary, simple seminars, people are playing prizes. What we are supposed to be paying here, they can't be a price to pay for these majalis, to learn the love of Allah. And here we get it free of charge. Allahu Akbar, Allah give me and all of us tawfiq to appreciate. Hazrat Farah teaches us that what is this? A person should think of our reality. Min ayyi shayin khalaqa. Khaak ke tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil. Koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sarfa mein. That in this body that Allah Ta'ala has made with sand and water, min salsali min hamai masnoon, from Allah Akbar, melodious decomposed sand also. And from that Allah Ta'ala has made, Allah Ta'ala Hazrat says, that in this body that is made of soil, sand and water, if you don't have the pain of the love of Allah, then you got no value in your life. Your body is worth nothing. And sadly today, myself, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that we come here to learn the reality. Otherwise today, we are judging our body what is not part of us. Our clothing, a person wearing stupid clothes and think, no, I'm a very up-to-date person. I'm wearing the latest brand clothes. But that clothes at night, if you are wearing the latest brand clothes, as the teacher says, at night you take off your clothes. You put on your pajamas, so where's your value gone? If your car, you think because of your car you got value, Mr. Fly is also coming in that car. So he's chauffeur driven. He is more valuable than you. So we should get our reality and learn that our value, and in any case, we'll only know our value when we go to the qabr. That is the time when a person will realize, Do jaha mein koi meri qeebat nahi, ha agar aapki ho nigaah karam. That, oh Allah, in both the world, in dunya also, and in the year after, there is no value, I have no value, oh Allah, if you don't show your mercy, your eye, if you don't show your special mercy upon me. Yes, O Allah, you give me tawfiq to have the right company, to come to the right gathering. You grant me your true love, O Allah. So it shows that we have to be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. If it is not for Allah's kindness, Allah's karam, we wouldn't have able to come here. Allah has brought us to these gatherings. Allah has brought us here. So beautifully the pious people teach us, Ye qadam utte nahi utaye jaate. That the feet of ours, we don't lift it on our own. Allah, but we have to have that desire and that talab. We have to be talib-e-sadiq, true seekers till our last breath. Allah give us tawfiq. And where we will get this reality? Sohbati ahle dil se mila darde dil. Warna paate kaha se ye dolat bhi hum. That Hazrat says that through the sohbat, the close company of the ahle dil, people of heart. Everybody, we all got hearts here. But my heart, which is void of the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot be called a heart. A heart is a heart that who made your heart? Allah Rabbul Izzat. That heart is the place for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why so beautifully it is said in Hadith Qudsi, that Allah Ta'ala says, the skies are too small, I can't fit in the skies. The earth is too small. If there's a place I can fit, is the heart of a believer. But we need the company of the friends of Allah to cleanse that heart of ours. All the dirt, spiritual diseases, then Allah Ta'ala automatically comes in that heart. Otherwise, where can we get this reality of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? People will be making ibadat also. As we hear the pious servant say, 50 years ibadat, I still didn't get the enjoyment of the ibadat. The true, the hal, which is called halawat-e-iman. So ya Allahu Akbar, these majalis, this is what we get, the true reality of how to get this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, as the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us, that to walk this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah, it's a very delicate path, it's not easy. But when you walk behind your elders, you'll see. And so beautifully it is said that, hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. We are walking on this path, you just follow us. So Hazrat is telling us here, on behalf of all the Ahlullah, that dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar dosto, saath mere raho, fir sikhayenge hum. That, oh my friends, if you all also want to learn about the true love of Allah, the pain, to get real pain, which is not pain, which is enjoyable, that Allah must be happy with me. When we put our head down on the pillow, myself, do I think that today is Allah happy with me or not? I should make istighfar, tawbah. So Hazrat says, if you want to learn this, just stay with me for a little while. In other words, attend my majalis, and in such a way that we make intention, we want that love of Allah. And then we follow what we are being taught, etc. Then see, Hazrat says, in a short while, you will also be surprised that now your inclinations are turned away from dunya. Sports and all those things, you forget, no attention, you'll have hatred for such things. Allah Ta'ala grant me, all of us, this reality. Sare ard wa sama aur shams wa kamar, dekar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. Then Hazrat teaches us what we will get in these Mubarak gatherings. We will get the marifat of Allah. Then we will see, when we look at the skies, when we look at the earth, and we look at all the creation around, we'll see, Allahu Akbar, what a khalaq-e azim is Allah. What a magnificent, great creator. A huge sky and a small end, Allahu Akbar. And Allah knows the movements of everything, the rotation of the sun, that movement of the ends, etc. So this is what we will get. And when we get an iota of that, then see, a person will realize, if I only have to please anybody, is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala then will put our love in the hearts of whoever we need to. De dil ke milne ki baat, ki hai baat, kuch aur hi. Saath rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. This is a very important point for me, all of us. Hazrat says that one is to get the reality of these majalis. What the Ahlullah teach us, it must come into the heart. Not that we just attend like myself, we attend regular. But we are not opening our hearts. We have to empty our hearts to fill our hearts with what they will teach us. And then we have to observe their lives and try and follow and make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise, Hazrat says, you can be staying for years with your Shaykh, you won't get anything. Allah save us and from deprivation, inshallah. Sakhtiya shaykhti hai fana ke liye. Mat samaj usko har kis kisam. Then a person will realize when you stay in the company of your shaykh, you have come to learn the love of Allah. And for the love of Allah, you have to annihilate yourself. Which is, you need a very, very firm foot on your nafs. And you can't put your own foot on your nafs. You have to have a foot of a person, a very great shaykh that can guide us. So we come in the company of our mashayikh, and today where do our mashayikh really show some hardness upon us? Now and then they'll tell us little, and that also myself, we feel awkward. The days of the past, what Allahu Akbar, what training they used to go through. So Hazrat is saying, whatever your shaykh guide you, never ever take it as a rebuke. Never ever take it as a disgrace or anything. Take it as a great ni'mat of Allah. That Hazrat's focus is upon me. Hazrat is guiding me. And request for du'as for myself and all of us. Then Hazrat teaches us that when you attain this great rank, the higher you go to Allah, look what you think of yourself. Akhtari bainawa. That this weak personality, whereas Hazrat, what a giant in the love of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is teaching us that this part of the love of Allah, it will annihilate you, take out all this nafs from you, and then you realize I am the most useless servant of Allah. And then you can't help talking of the love of Allah. So Hazrat is saying this call that I'm calling out loudly to everybody, please listen to this plea. Because what is the plea? Apne malik ko razi kare khub hum. That we love in the world in such a way that our aim and object, Allah must be very happy with us. And if Allah is there, agar tu ek mera, to har shay meri. Allah give me all of us the reality and understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولان العظيم. Just a few points that we learned about Mi'raj and revision is always beneficial, and inshallah it will help to strengthen our iman and yaqeen and make us more stronger as believers. A few points here and there. One is that after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam made Mi'raj and returned and informed the people of Makkah that Allah granted me this Mi'raj, this journey, and in a part of the night Allah blessed me with this great journey. So of course they could not accept it, they couldn't believe it, and at the same time they thought it's a very good occasion that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the closest friend and supporter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it's a good time that we will get him to turn away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying such a thing according to their thinking, which is an impossible thing. How can it be? You can't travel a little distance in this world or in that short period, and this is saying to the seven heavens and all, to the Malayala, to the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, meeting Allah Ta'ala, what a long journey, and that in such a short time. So they told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this thing. So he says it's impossible, he won't say such a thing. So they took oath, qasam, that he is saying. He said if he did say it, then it is the truth. And I don't only believe that, I believe more than that also. I believe that Jibreel alayhi salam comes regularly with the ayats of the Quran, with messages from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we also, our yaqeen, which doesn't come in our mind. Mi'raj can't come in the mind of a person, but from our heart without any reservation. We believe in that and every command of Allah. Once we ascertain and we are sure is the command of Allah, then nothing. Whatever our brains tell us, we must not worry about that. And that is what is called Iman. If it is from the brains, and there were many other great big groups of in firqas, groups in Islam, who also went by the brain, and then you can't have Iman with your brain. Iman is that what you, in your heart, you believe. that Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said this, commanded this, and without any reservation, we believe in that. So Allah bless us with that. Further, then the Quraysh asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they made regular travels to Syria, Sham, and that time Baytul Maqdis, Muqaddas was part of Syria, so they knew how the masjid looked, etc. So they now asked questions about Baytul Muqaddas, that if you went there, then you saw the masjid, describe it to us. And they started asking various questions. Now, naturally, a person who went there and he didn't go as a tourist to go and see the place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there and he was just to make namaz there. And that was the end of it. So how now is he going to describe all this? Again, we see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed him in front of his eyes the whole picture of Baytul Muqaddas. And whatever they questioned, that part was there and he answered all those questions of them, which satisfied them that this is all the correct answers he is giving. So, but from there also we learn, and a few other incidents, that Iman is not like the people of Salih alayhi salam asked for a camel to come out of the rock. That camel must be pregnant also. All that, they saw it with their eyes, but they didn't bring Iman. Iman is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. The greatest gift. A person can't have anything better than Iman. Greatest ni'mat Allah gave it, and He gave it to us all free of charge. We are born in Muslim homes, we know that we are Muslims, free of charge. How much mustn't we be appreciating this Iman? Really, every moment, and we have to go out of our way to protect this Iman. This Iman is a great, great treasure. It is on this Iman that a person will go to Jannat and stay in there forever and ever. And if we don't have this Iman, then how terrible the consequences are. In this world also the consequences, if we just pay a little attention. A person, for example, without Iman, leaka means nothing to him. Drugs mean nothing to him. Alright, they see the harms of it. But it is largely because of this Iman that we are largely, Allah has kept us away. And many other haram things. How much stronger our Iman is, so much a person will stay away from all haram things. So this Iman is a very, very great gift which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So Allah Ta'ala showed, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered all those questions. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further told them that there was a caravan, trade caravan, they should go for business towards the north. And I passed this caravan also, and at one place on my way, while I was going, these people, one of their camels had broken loose and ran away. So they were looking for it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them where the camel is, brought it, or told them that go and look for it here. And he made salam to them also. And some of them also told that this sounds to be Muhammad, so this salam is the salam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, they got the camel back and everything. It carried on, the whole Miraj took place. On the return, that very same caravan again, he met them. The caravan, how slowly on camels they are going, and Allah gave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what a miracle on that night that we cannot comprehend it and fathom it with our minds, our hearts, totally we accept and we believe it. So when he returned, this caravan, he found them again, and just like we, perhaps many places they must be still, and it was quite common, lot of places, by the house you have a tap outside, and whoever wants to drink water, they are permitted. Other places they keep this earthen pot, or they keep a drum or something. Farm shops used to usually have this, and it's permission. You don't have to take permission, it's known. Anyone can drink from it. Like that, the Arabs, milk, water, and basic things, they should also, everyone knew, you come, you don't have to ask, you can just use it. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming back, they had left also either water or milk in a utensil. So he saw it and he drank from there. He drank it, he finished it, and he put the lid back exactly as it was again. And then he carried on, he came. when he came to Makkah Sharif and they were questioning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told them that this caravan at the moment is in Tan'im, which is not very far from Makkah Sharif. And I met this camel, this whole caravan, and the first camel is a brown color camel, and it's got two bundles on it, one white color and one brown color. So they went to go and see, and they found 100% that that caravan was there. The first camel of the, all the camels was a brown camel with a white and black bundle on it. Then they asked them, they were speaking, they told them that they asked that this camel of yours, you lost the camel. They say yes, that it went and somebody brought it and directed us and then we found it again. And some of them said, we recognize that voice to be the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This also was so clear to them. Further, they said that also we had this water or milk and we left it, whoever wants to drink and drink. In the morning we found that it was finished. But the lid was put back exactly at the same again. So everything what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told them, they saw the 100% abad, it was like that. So all this must build our iman and our yaqeen even more and more stronger. And especially Miraj is that by which a lot of our yaqeen gets built on Miraj and our iman gets built. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he told them, I believe in the Mi'raj also, and I believe even more strange things than that also. On that Allah gave him the title of Siddiq. And how much we work on this, our iman, where it has to reach, as we read in the Ash'ar now, that if we don't have that love of Allah in our hearts, then we're being a human being, but we are even less than an animal. And really, how much of that love have we got? And that love is that thing, if you go and meet your beloved, how, what eagerness you go. How, what eagerness we come to the masjid. Hey, when we go even for Hajj, Umrah, how much of eagerness is there in our hearts? That love that there is supposed to be. So Allah bless us with this yaqeen. Then in the seventh year of Hijri, most probably it was the seventh year, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wrote letters to various kings, inviting them towards Islam. So he sent one letter to Hercules, is the name of the Roman emperor, to him also. When he got this letter, he sent a message to the people in Syria that if there are any Arabs there who can tell me more about this person, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent me this letter inviting me towards Islam and towards Iman. I would like to know more about him. So there was one group of merchants, business people of the Quraysh, amongst whom was Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim at that time. In fact, an arch enemy of Islam at that time. And he was totally opposed and against Islam and against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told them, send them to me. When they went there, our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, explained this point. He was such that he put Abu Sufyan in front of him. And the balance of the Quraysh, he put them behind him, where he could see all. So if he says something which is like not true, they will immediately, their eyes will move, the expression on their face, so he will know whether he's speaking the truth or not. So he used that tactic to check on what he's saying. So anyway, then he questioned him, and he asked them, this person Muhammad, you people know him? He said, yes. He's claimed to be a Nabi of Allah, Rasul of Allah. He said, yes. Then he thought of a plan that how I can get Hercules to turn his heart off Islam. He said that he also says that he went in a part of a night on this journey of Mi'raj. So he was sure that he will also say that's impossible. And this person, na'uzubillah, may be a mad person. What is he talking? Things like this can't happen. So he explained about Mi'raj and he says he claims that it happened in a part of a night. So then there was a priest who was there also. So the priest then immediately spoke. When he explained the Mi'raj, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made namaz in Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas. And so he said that I was in charge to close the doors of Baytul Maqdis at night. It was my duty, like here we have the Muslim mostly, his duty is to close the doors, put out the lights, etc. That was his duty. So he says, this one door I tried and closed it, I just could not close it. I tried very hard. I called other people to help me. And then we all tried, but it was like moving a mountain from its place. It just wouldn't move and I just could not close it. So then I left it. In the morning when I came, I saw signs that there was definitely a Rasul of Allah here. From his knowledge here, he was a priest, a Christian priest, and held a high position. And also, where Nabi Ali Salat, where Jibreel Ali Salam fastened the buraq on that rock, the signs of which are there till today, that also he saw, which was not there at night when he closed up. So he said that definitely he was there, and he made namaz there also. So all these clear signs, but still the Quraysh did not bring Iman. So Allah Ta'ala, and for us, Allah just gave us Iman on the plate. Now it is for us to look after this Iman, to build this Iman, to make it stronger, and inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq, Allah shows fazl and karam on us, that we go with this Iman from this dunya. So, one other thing, also, this all from the kitab of Maulana Ashiq Ilahi, Balan Shahri, which is 100% all authentic. So, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was given the great gift of namaz on this night, which is a great thing on its own. And namaz was originally made for us 50 times a day. And reducing it, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, my ummah could not manage it, go and have it reduced. Then finally five namazes were left. And when five namazes were left, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was again told by Musa alayhi salam, go and reduce it left. He said it has been reduced five, perhaps Allah Ta'ala takes it away. So he didn't want to go again. But Allah said, these five you make, you will get the sawab of 50 namazes. So what a great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And if we calculate one namaz, if we make it reasonably properly, preparation of namaz and finishing namaz, perhaps about half an hour, just under half an hour or so. So 50 namazes should take us 25 hours a day. Say the 24 hours. But now just by making five namazes, we are getting the reward of 50 namazes. By making the five times namaz, Allah is giving us as though we are 24 hours in namaz ibadat, which is the greatest ibadat. What a great thing. And then also, on that night, the Aman al-Rasul till the end was also given as a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is also a great gift. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, most probably it was, or from the tabi'een after them, they said that we haven't found any intelligent person who does not read Aman al-Rasul at night before he sleeps. So, intelligence is not what we think. For us, intelligence more is a shrewd person, a sly person, conniving person. Him we call intelligent. Intelligent is he who knows about deen, who prepares for akhirat, who knows about Allah Ta'ala. That is really an intelligent person. So this great gift was also given on this night. Another great gift that was given, that the Ahl-e Kabair, those who commit major, major sins, that they will be forgiven. Two forms. One is they will go to Jahannam, they will burn if they did not make Tawbah. Allah Ta'ala did not forgive them on the day of Qiyamah. They'll have to go and burn in the fire of Jahannam. But it's also a gift that they will finally go to Jannah. Whereas those people without Iman, they committed also major sins. They were, and even if the people without Iman didn't commit any of the major sins, but they will be also forever in the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, for these people, that they will come out sometime or the other, and that is no small thing also. And as explained also, that the person who will come out the last from the fire of Jahannam, that is that person that he wasn't forgiven, and the righteous, pious people went and interceded by Allah's permission. The ulama went, the malaika will also take out people, and then the anbiya will take out people also. They won't hold so little iman he will have. which only Allah will know, that this person has got that little bit of iman. And then he will be, and when he is taken out and he goes to Jannat, he will get 10 times the size of this Jannat. Eh? Of this world. That this world, 10 times, that last person. This is all also on the value and of iman that he will get there. And Allah Ta'ala will tell him, wish what you would like to have. He will wish and wish and wish his wishes away. No wishes will be left, finished, complete. Allah will say, and I give you more, and I give you more, and I give you more, 10 times more than his wishes. This is on the last person who will enter Jannah. That is the one side. On the other side, this iman, so minute, so tiny that nobody could see it besides Allah Ta'ala. And if that iman also is not there, and we have to go without iman, then to burn in the fire of Jahannam forever. And to go for just to think of Jahannam also. Eh? If we have little picture, and the Quran explains it over and over, how many places, it's really, really frightening. And just just the thought of Jahannam is so severe. So we have to work on our iman. And not that iman that will save us right at the end. We have to try and get that where we are. Yeah, this opportunity Allah has given us, that we, our children, our family, all of us, we go directly to Jannah. Eh? That we don't, nowhere near Jahannam also. How terrible that place is. So this is, and Mi'raj is the source to give us that yaqeen. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with this true reality of Mi'raj also, and all the other aspects. Also on this night, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was shown all the punishments in Jahannam for the people who will go to, and what punishments they are. This also we have to revise in our mind so that we can save ourselves. Think of it. It's not just a matter of living our life. Eh? Like somebody reported that a person said that, well, we'll make the gunas, we go to Jahannam, and we'll get cleansed of the guna and we'll go to Jannah. In this worldly life, the flame of a matchstick, or boiling water, the steam. Try and put our finger in that steam little bit. We can't tolerate it. Where are we going to tolerate Jahannam? And all the fires of the world together are not equal to the fire of Jahannam. What a fire. Allah Ta'ala save us all. So this is why we are here, why we come here, to try and build this within us. And get this iman to that level that Allah's love is above everything. That we don't even think about anything else in front of the love of Allah. We have to work for it. We are hardly in the alif of it. We are hardly in the A of itself. And we just have to work. And a person who has that concern, worry, and he works on it, inshallah, that person, Allah Ta'ala will bless him with it. But if we're just living this bay fikri life, no worry about anything, and nothing about the qabr, about Qiyamah day, nothing, then that is not a good sign. And also, ulama have mentioned that a mu'min always fears that he's got nifaq, that he's a hypocrite. And so that feeling also that I'm bad, I'm useless, I'm the worst, is also a good. But of course, look at the ni'mats of Allah also, and don't go into despondency, don't go into like we only think of the azab and how bad, think of the favors of Allah. Where we make salatu tawbah, make salatu shukr also. When we make shukr tawbah with our gunas, make shukr for what ni'mats Allah has given us. Great, great ni'mats Allah has blessed us. May Allah bless us with all these realities and make our iman as Allah Ta'ala wants to. And we can only beg for the mercy of Allah and that we ask for forgiveness from Him all the time. Blanket forgiveness, all of what we know, what we don't know. And that also is a person whom Allah blesses, then that person asks for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, tell a person thinks, I'm all right, I haven't committed sins, that person is in a very dangerous position. As Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the day a person feels, today I made my namaz properly, say that is your worst namaz of your life. And until you think, oh, I didn't, again I faulted again. Again I didn't do it properly. Where am I? Mind strained. And all the time you like that, this person will progress and he will be going closer to Allah Ta'ala. So we cannot be, we cannot feel satisfied with our position. All the time we have to be working. But it must not also come so much that we get despondent. No, that also is not correct. Look at the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala also and make shukr. What small ni'mat is this that Allah gave us iman? And also that last person who to go to Jannat, the ulama say that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained that person no namaz in his life, no roza. He doesn't even know about namaz and roza and zakah. No kalima also. All he knows that I'm a Muslim. Nothing else he knew. He didn't do anything. When one muhaddith was explaining this, his student asked him, will that iman help such a person? He, three times he didn't answer. Then he told him, yunji him. That iman will also take him out of the fire of Jahannam. Make lot of shukr. We know about namaz, we know about roza, zakat. Allah give us tawfiq to try and do all, everything, and do it all properly also. Inshallah.